Shalom. In preparation for Pesach, we're going to be discussing a piece from the Sefer Nezer Yisrael from Rav Avnim Svi Kluger. The piece starts off saying, "Chayv Adam Liros Es Asmo Kilu Yotzem Mitzrayim." We're going to be doing the piece outside, but it starts off discussing a person's obligation, or each of our own obligations, to view ourselves as if we're leaving Mitzrayim this year. So the question is, how do we do that? And obviously, when we're asking ourselves this question, the goal of asking ourselves, how do I leave Mitzrayim? How do I see myself as if I'm leaving Mitzrayim this year? The greater question is, how do I understand the kochos, the strength that I could be gaining from Pesach? What does Pesach have to do with me right now in this year? What does it mean for my life? It's not just commemoration, obviously. So how can I make it real to me in this year? It's clear when looking at an individual person that this one person has numerous roles in their life, right? They could be a son, they could be a father and an uncle, they could be a teacher and they could be a student. And there's nothing, you know, there's no contradiction there. It's normal for us to have different roles and different relationships and different ways of interacting with people. And hopefully, the way we interact with a child, the way we interact with a friend is different than the way we interact with a parent. And that's all positive, and that's okay as long as it's within the realm of the same genuine way of carrying ourselves. For example, hopefully we try and be more respectful towards parents, right? But at the same time, the content that we're still talking about hopefully is consistent with the values that we show to other people that we have. Meaning our values should be consistent, but the way in which we go about portraying those values can very often change. That being said, we get that mida from Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Kadosh Baruch Hu has many different ways of relating to us, and that's why one of the reasons he has many different names. Right? There's Hashem, there's Elokeinu, there's the name of Adonis, there's many different names that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us to be able to relate to him. And these different names connote different relationships that we have with him. That being said, we're going to discuss different aspects of godliness. Different aspects. Now, it's obviously all coming from the same God, but it's different ways in which God relates to us. We're going to hit some pretty deep concepts. We're going to try and simplify them as best as possible. So we all know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, right, he made a void within this world. He made what's referred to as a chol panoi, seemingly a space that God hid himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid himself. Because if he didn't hide himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his infinity, so the finite world wouldn't have the ability to exist. For example, when we think about Malachim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more revealed to Malachim. He's not completely revealed, but he's more revealed to Malachim, and that's why Malachim don't have free will. Right? Malachim can't grow, and they can't choose. They don't have decisions like we do, because Hashem is more revealed to them. And the light and the aura, so to say, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu it's debilitating almost, that they can't have their own existence. Right? The world of Gashmias that Hashem created, this world, this physical world that we're living in, so this world is a world of separation. I see my friend, and I see a student, or you see a teacher, and these people look separate from you. And on the surface, they definitely are separate from you. But on a deeper level, on the level that we don't see, so obviously all of our neshamas are connected, and we're all at our source, one. But this world is called Olam HaPirud. It's the world of separation because we don't see how everything's connected. We don't see Einon Milvad. We don't see how underlying everything, whether it's a table or another person, we're all connected in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or through that essence that we all have, which is that spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within us. So in this world, when we want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to choose between doing good and choose between doing bad. It's a choice because things are separate. Good and bad are seemingly separate on the surface. And sometimes the choice is even between two good things. I could do this mitzvah, or I could do that mitzvah. I could help do a chesed for a person, or I could stay in and I could keep learning. Right? I can go to tefillah now, or I can instead go to later minyan and start preparing for Shabbos. So the reason that we have to make these decisions, like we said, is because this world is a world of pirud. It's a world of separation where we don't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu in a revealed way. Right? We don't even have that view of the Malachim. So that gives us free will, and that gives us the ability to choose between two things. When we connect to God, when we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through choosing to do good in this world, we're connecting to His light, which is called Memale Kol Olmin. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills this world with, right? This world that, when we spoke about Hashem created a void within His Ein Sof, within His infinite nature, in order for this world to exist. Because if God didn't create a void, if he didn't hide himself, right? So then how would this world possibly exist? It wouldn't be able to exist because it would be too overwhelming. That's what happened at Har Sinai. The light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the revelation of godliness, was too overwhelming for us. And we know that, right? Our neshamas left our bodies. We died at Har Sinai because the orb was just too great. So Hashem had to hide his orb, right? It's a level of humility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu hiding himself in order so this world could exist. And in this world, we try and find God, we try and find HaKadosh Baruch Hu by choosing good instead of choosing bad. But these are all choices. And when we choose to do good, we're connecting to this aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Just like we could be a father and you could be a son, or you could be a sister and you could be an aunt. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has different ways of relating to him. And this is relating to the level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that fills this world. When we make decisions, we're connecting to the God, the aspect of God that fills this world. Now the other aspect of God, the other midah, the other relationship Hashem has with this world, right, is the soviv kol amin. The nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that isn't limited and isn't hiding in this world. Of course, Hashem isn't limited in this world. He chooses to limit himself in this world in order so we can exist. But that other aspect of God is called the soviv kol amin, right? It's the part of godliness that doesn't limit itself from this world, right? It exists outside of this world as well, in a way that if we tapped into, it would destroy us. We wouldn't be able to handle it on the level we are now, because that aura, that light of unhindered godliness, is just, it would be too much for us. But that still exists, whether we know of it, whether we relate to it, it still exists and it's still there. When we think about it, it's a very humbling thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, because he has to hide himself. Because if he didn't hide himself, right, we wouldn't be able to exist. It's like a parent that takes a back seat, takes a step back in order so the child has an opportunity to shine. Right now, if the parent, is always the star of the show, the child's never going to get that opportunity. But when a parent humbles himself and takes a, goes to the side, it's my child's time now. It's a beautiful thing, but it's a very humbling thing. So just from the nature that HaKadosh Baruch Hu even created this world, we see how humble he is. We see how humble of this aspect of godliness is that we serve in this world, in this world of Olam of Pirud. It's an aspect of godliness that's extremely, extremely humble. So to further understand these two aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these two relationships that we have with him, so we're going to bring a mashal from Rav Kluger. Rav Kluger says, let's say you look at a cup, okay? And a cup represents right this physical world, and has boundaries and has borders, and there's separation between this cup and other cups, and this cup and the air around it. And you take this cup and you fill it with water. So that's this nature of God, this aspect of God that we relate to and we connect to in this world, right? The mamalikal element, the God that fills this world. And you fill up that cup with water, and that's the godliness within this world, right? And seemingly it's bound. Now it's a choice God made to bound himself to this physical world. And by hiding himself in this world and limiting himself to what fits within the cup and what we can handle as individuals. But what would happen, right? If we take the same cup and you put it within a mikvah, you put it within a pool, now it's completely submerged in water from all sides. The cup itself almost loses its properties, right? That's great that it holds water, but it's so submerged in water you can't even tell that it holds water because it's just submerged on all sides, right? That ability to hold water and have it not spill on the floor or give us the ability to drink from it is now lost, right? The borders of this cup really don't provide us with such a benefit when it's underneath a layer of water, when it's submerged within a pool. That's the aspect of God that's related to, that we're referring to as soviv kolamin, that surrounds all worlds. When we're completely submerged, when somebody is completely submerged in godliness, it completely loses its existence. And that's what we're saying here. The soviv kol almin, this midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this way of relating to the world of Hashem, is something we don't often tap into, because what would happen if you put a cup in the pool is like what would happen to us, lahavdil, if you show us this light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it would be too much. Right? The cup all of a sudden doesn't have what to offer. It doesn't have the properties that made it special before him are no longer special. It can no longer, help us drink from. It can no longer help us water plants from. Because it's just so submerged, we don't gain from it in that way. The same thing with us. If we were exposed to this light of Soviv Kol Amin, right, so we wouldn't be able to handle it. All of the avodah we have in this world would be completely null and void. Because it would be too much ore, it'd be too much light for us to handle. We'll just take 30 seconds just to hopefully clarify this, just in case there, I know it's complicated and these are some hard concepts, but we'll just take 30 seconds to try and clarify, which is obviously the two things we're talking about here, Mimalei Kolam and Tzovei Kolam. This is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are all just different aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, different ways he relates to this world. And one of the ways of Hashem relates to this world is in a way which he lowers himself, he humbles himself to say, I know I have to hide myself in order for this world to exist, because otherwise this finite world would be taken over by my infinite nature. That's one aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, that fills all existence in this world and way beyond. And that's called the Soviet Kol Alamin. This aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is simply hidden from us because it would be too much for us to handle. With that, let's try and understand what these lofty concepts have to do with our everyday life, how they're going to help us serve Hashem in a stronger way, how they relate to Pesach. So we know that when we were in Mitzrayim, it was a time of Mitzrayim, it was a time of constriction. Right, Mitzrayim was a place of narrow straits. It was so narrow we couldn't even find the expansiveness to talk to Hashem. Right, the only thing we could do from Mitzar, Karasika, we can call out to Him. We screamed out to Him. And we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answering us was Anani B'merchavka, that He answered us in expansiveness by taking us from the limited land of Mitzrayim, of Mitzar, right, of constriction to the land of Eretz Yisrael, which is called and referred to as a land that's wide, as an expansive land. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. He did it in terms of taking us out of that physical land of Mitzrayim. And that's what we try and do, and we tried to do then, to take us out of the mental and the spiritual aspect and the emotional aspect, all these different aspects of Mitzrayim, where we limit ourselves. And we're very limited and constricted in that way. Now, sometimes constriction is important. Right? Like we talk about this world is a world of constriction. This world is a world where we have a constricted consciousness. Right? We can't fully understand both all the different aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we mentioned. And that's not always a bad thing. Right? That's where we are in this world. But on Pesach, our goal is to go from Mitzrayim and to get to a much, much more expansive way of living, a much more expansive way of seeing things. Because although we live in a constricted world, meaning a world where our vision and our understanding of godliness is constricted, our job is to always try and push that envelope more and more. Right? On the one hand, it's to accept the fact that we don't understand, right? In this world is constricted and we have a constricted view. We don't know the full picture, but on the other hand, our job is to constantly push the envelope and try and bring more expansion into our life. Try and understand more and more and more what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. But when we do this, right, we bring ourselves to a higher level where we can handle more ore. That being said, when we see how the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, they didn't just leave Mitzrayim, right? They left Mitzrayim in style. They didn't just leave this place of constriction. What happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself in a way that was not normal for Him to reveal Himself in this world, right? It was a taste of that Soviet. It was a taste of that nature of godliness that we don't usually get that picture of. Right? This is a one-time event, you see in Mitzrayim. This is a one-time event, seeing the Yam Suf split like that. Seeing the waters all over the world split, right? This is a one-time event. This is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealing to us in such a large way that ore, that light, that aspect of Himself that He usually hides from us. We don't usually see Hashem in such a clear fashion. We don't see how He runs the world, how everything is through His hand in such a revealed fashion through the rest of the year. But this one event, and it's not a coincidence that it happens, Dafka, right, as a part of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Because it's saying, coming from a place of Mitzrayim, when you come from such a constricted place, I'm Dafka at this point going to take you out in such an expansive way. Push the waters out of the way. Expand your horizons here and leave this place of constriction. At this point, it becomes so clear to everyone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. It was so clear. Hashem is the master. Hashem is the owner. Hashem runs, makes everything run in this world. It's through His hand. Einol Mavado, there's nothing else. There's nothing else. Right? Mitzrayim was, you're a God, and you're a God, and this sheep is a God, and this lamb is a God, and everything. When we leave Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, there's no one else. Einol Mavado. That whole message, everything they were preaching in Mitzrayim, everything they tried to live by in Mitzrayim, right, to attribute godliness to all different types of things. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us when we leave Mitzrayim, Ein Om Dovado. He told the world when He left Mitzrayim. When we left Mitzrayim, Hashem told the world, "Ein od milvado." There's nothing else. There's no one else. There's no other God. There's no choosing between this God and that God, and the God of the sun, the God of the stars, and the God of the animals, and the God of Paro, the God that Paro made himself into. There's no choices like that. There's just one God, Eino Mavada. And he's the one who infuses life into every being. So Rav Kluger says in a beautiful way, this is what we have to do in our everyday life. In our everyday life, very often we look at things in front of us, we have choices. We make a choice. We make a choice between doing good and doing bad. And thank God, you know, Baruch Hashem, a lot of times in our life we make the right decisions, and sometimes in our life we make the wrong decisions. And sometimes it's a fewer, you know, it could, sometimes the scale is more to one side, sometimes it's more to the other. But even so, even let's say if we're making more better decisions than bad decisions, we're doing more mitzvahs than we're doing averos, right? We're taking opportunities to come close to our Kaddish Baruch Hu instead of distancing ourselves from our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Great. But when we live like that, we're still living in the world of pirud, in the world of separation. We're still living in the world of Mamale, that Hashem fills this world, but we don't see that other aspect of godliness. We don't even think about it. We don't even relate to it. That other aspect of godliness, which is he fills all existence beyond this world. He's such in such a revealed fashion that if we tapped into it, we wouldn't exist. So how do we relate to such a light? Such a light that in reality, it's pretty much impossible to relate to. It's not impossible, obviously, that's what we're trying to do here, but it's very difficult to relate to it. Right, it's way beyond our understanding. So Kluger says an amazing thing. The goal of Pesach is supposed to be the headquarters of this mindset, the mindset of, when I go to do a mitzvah, there's nothing else that exists in the world. Right, there's nothing else that exists in the world. It's not that I'm choosing between good and bad, or one mitzvah and another mitzvah. When I go to Daven, there's nothing else that exists in the world. I'm not even struggling to have kavana, and I'm thinking about this thing and that thing. There's nothing else that exists. It's not a decision of, am I going to go to this? There's nothing else. There's no one else. Right? When a person goes to do a chesed, they go to help another person. It's not like, should I go do this chesed? I'm kind of tired. I don't know if I want to. I just did a nice thing. It's not a question of, should I or should I not? Or when I do it, should I have the kavana? Should I be present? Should I not be present? There's a mitzvah in front of me. There's nothing else that exists in the entire world. There's a person in front of me who needs help. There's nothing else that exists. I can't possibly like open up this mishnah as I'm helping this person or be thinking about something, because beyond helping this person, there's nothing else that exists in my universe. Ein ol mavado. Understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way of Sovev Kol Almin, that it just obliterates everything else that exists. If we relate to the aspect of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, which is choosing good over bad in this world where a Kaddish Baruch Hu is hidden, that's a very positive thing. But there's another level also. And that other level is that I relate to that aspect of God, that if we truly understood it, we'd realize that nothing would exist. The separation of this world wouldn't exist because it couldn't exist. And one of the ways we try and tap into this light is try and live this way. When we're serving Kaddish Baruch Hu, there is nothing else. Soviv Kol Amen, everything else is obliterated. Like we said by Har Sinai, when we see that, wow, this aura of a Kaddish Baruch Hu is in front of us, literally, our neshama has left our bodies. It was too much for us to handle. It should be the same way with the mitzvah. Not that our neshama should have to leave their body, but that there's nothing else that exists. Everything else is just gone. There's nothing else besides this mitzvah in front of us. Very often, our struggles in Avodas Hashem come from this struggle, trying to be fully present when we're doing mitzvahs. Right? We'll go to a person who might go to shul. But then it's so hard. It's such a hard thing to try and concentrate, whether it's during davening, whether it's during leaning, or whether it's such a difficulty nowadays. And it's not just for shul. It's a person opens up a sefer, right? 5 seconds later, they get a text, or they call. You know, someone needs this, someone needs that, or business is always pulling them in. Like there's always something pulling us away from what we're trying to focus on, and it's not just strictly by things we'd refer to as mitzvahs, but by anything really. Right? Even people now, let's say, would go to a baseball game, or people would go to a movie, even then, there's distractions, even within it, right? We're still getting, a person can still get pulled into text messages, or pulled into, right, talking to this person, this thing's going on, that thing's going on, and I need to go get food, I need to run here, and even a vacation is hard for people to enjoy sometimes, because we can't even concentrate on the vacation, we're in a billion different places. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this generation, where there's such a struggle to be present. regardless of whether it's sitting talking to another person or it's sitting in the spotus and trying to talk to Hashem. There's such a struggle to just be present in the situation we're in. So if Hashem put us in this situation, so obviously it's the situation He wanted us in, and we shouldn't have chalishas adas and be down on ourselves about it and be upset. But at the same time, we have to work on it. We have to strengthen ourselves to say, yeah, it's hard, and it's very hard nowadays, and there's so many things taking away from me being present in the moment, but my job is to be fully in. My job is to try my best to be fully in whatever I'm doing. Right? Soviv Kol Amid, that when I'm involved in something, nothing else exists. That's it. Nothing else. Rav Kluger brings another beautiful example, which is sometimes, let's say, a person's going to check out paintings, okay? And they find a painting that's really a beautiful painting. Now, why do they think this painting is a beautiful painting, and why are they considering buying it? Because they're people who like paintings. And when they look at the other paintings that they've seen, when they think about the other paintings that they've seen over the past few days, and when they've been searching for a nice picture to bring home with them, or, this one's much nicer than all the other ones. There were some special ones, but this one is really, it caught their eye in such a special way. And they really, really, really like it. They really like this painting. And they think it's much better than the other paintings they've seen. It just speaks to them in a completely another way. And that's one way of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memalei Kol Amin. He fills this world. He hides in this world. It's the water in the cup, the hafdil. Right? But it's a world of pirutz. It's a world where we have choices. A world where God gives us the ability by humbling Himself to make choices between good and bad, good and better. But there's another aspect, there's another way of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's when you see this painting. These people see this painting. They weren't necessarily even looking for a painting, but maybe they were. They see this painting. They love this painting so much, not because it's better than other paintings. They can't even think of the other paintings. They can't even imagine other paintings. It's not even a comparison. They don't love this painting because it's better than other paintings. They love this painting because it speaks to them on a level where there aren't any other paintings they're even considering. This is the painting. This is the one. There's no two, there's no second place, there's no third place, there's no fourth place. Ein od mavado. There's nothing else besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not just putting on tefillin, I'm not just speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not just lighting candles, there's nothing else. It's not choosing good instead of bad, or good or better and worse. And it's everything is into this one thing that I want to accomplish right now. So we bring it back to the beginning, Chayav Adam Leros Esatma Kiluhu Yatsim Mitzrayim. That we have to try and view ourselves as this year we're coming out of Mitzrayim, this year we're trying to come out of Mitzrayim, this year is the big year, we have the schus to leave the narrow straits. Part of this avoda is, this year is going to be the year where Bezrat Hashem, I start serving Hashem in the way of which there's nothing else that exists. It's not, should I get up in the morning, or should I not, I'm going to get up earlier like I wanted to, and I'm going to push myself to get up. The second I wake up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us all, because it's a big inyan. That when I wake up, we should all be blessed to feel there's nothing else to do right now than to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no greater opportunity to have. There's no second place. There's no third place. There's just one thing. There's just Ein Od Mavado. And if we wake up like that, Hashem should bless us. Then not only we should have the ability to wake up like that, we should live our lives like that. That should carry out through the rest of the day. Where there's nothing else that exists. Leaving this narrow Mitzrayim, right? The Mitzrayim of choices. The Mitzrayim I'm bound to a certain perspective on life, right? A perspective of I have to do this or I have to do that, or I can't do this or I can't do that, but enter a more expansive place. The place of godliness that we don't usually have access to, and Hashem reveals to us by Yetziyat Mitzrayim. The aspect of godliness that Hashem brought to this world that we don't really get to see, but Yetziyat Mitzrayim, Hashem showed it to us. He showed it to us. He showed us that, that's right, this is a revealed maze. This is the aspect of me that I don't typically show to the world. The aspect of me that just literally obliterates free will for those very few seconds. It says, like, for those few seconds, because obviously we felt the sin afterwards, but for those few seconds of Yetziyat Mitzrayim, right, even a maidservant understood. They understood what the emes was. They understood there was nothing else. There was nothing else. The entire world saw, even if it was for a very brief moment, there was nothing else except the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There is nothing else except the Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. When we have a glimpse of that, we should be Bezat Hashem, we should be Zocha to live this way. We should be Zocha to leave the Mitzrayim we're in. We should be Zocha to a more expansive view, this view of Sofev, this view of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where this is our complete focus on serving Him in the proper way. Hashem should bless us. Have a Chag Kasher Sameach. Thank you so much for joining us.